I really don't know if these little things that come back to my mind are worth recording, but there is the other side of the tape. Seems a pity for it to go unused, so I thought I might just sort of remember back to some of the early married days when life was, well, rather strange in many ways. We had not the sophisticated boys that one would find perhaps in Kampala and in Entebbe, who spoke Swahili and who very much knew the ropes. But some of ours did, certainly, but most not. And so they did very unexpected things, sometimes to the great embarrassment of the hostess and hilarity of the guests. For instance, our very first guests were father's agents who had come out from London to see the various plantations. They were agents for the sale of his coffee and rubber and many other plantations too. Awfully nice people, I can't remember their names, of course. Well, they were staying a night or two, and on their first night, because I was terribly anxious that everything should be just very nice indeed, and at sundown there was always drinks brought in. And when we had just gone out from Kampala, I had collected from the only grocery store a few things that I thought I might not find, such as vinegar and standard cream and all this, that and the other. Actually, I found nothing at all but several tins of corn flour and a tin of raspberries, which were all bad. However, we had taken food out with us. But that first evening when they were staying with us, the boys had discovered somehow a whole array of the most terrible crochet mats and doilies that before I left the Marian Institute our coloured girls and women had knitted, had crocheted for me as wedding gifts. I didn't, I'd forgotten all about them and how they found them, I simply don't know. Anyway, we were sitting there waiting for the drinks to be brought in, and the boys appeared, the head boy appeared with an enormous kitchen tray on which he had assembled every bottle he could find. Not only the normal drinks, the whiskey and the gin and the vermouth and so on, but vinegar and standard cream and every other sort of bottle, anything. And every single bottle was draped as a bride with a crochet mat. Well, that caused great, great fun, but of course made my heart rather sink. But these little things one learned to take in one's stride. It wasn't so bad when I think it was the G's who were staying with us, and they were very close friends and knew Uganda so well. But at breakfast their first morning, after we were married and he was staying with us, they were handed, Mrs. Bozeman was handed an enormous enamel plate on which were the assembled scraps from all the meals of the day before, which I had put out for the chickens' food, and it was all I can remember very well. It was sort of, the final touch was some rather thick soup just poured over the top. And meanwhile, the boys had thrown to the chickens the scrambled egg I'd ordered for breakfast. They thought it was very mingy for honoured guests. So, well, anyway, it didn't matter with the Bozemans, but again, I was rather shamed.